Dr. Wilhelm Kveldlin didn't know it, but today the course of his life was about to change. Q, as his family and friends called him, was on his way to work on this sunny October morning in 1932. Oranienburg was lovely this time of year, with trees flaming their fall colors along the banks of the Havel River. Strolling through the gates of Our Gesellschaft, he quickly headed to his labs, then stopped. The door to his office stood open, which was peculiar, but he entered nonetheless. He stopped just inside, surprise freezing him in his tracks. Two police officers were waiting for him. He recovered quickly and removed his hat, nodding to the men congenially as he placed it on the rack. "Good day, gentlemen. What can I do for you?" he asked, trying to mask his surprise and worry with a polite welcome. An unexpected visit from the police was almost never a good thing. The political climate in Germany had grown increasingly tense, and everyone knew it was much better to keep a low profile these days.
"Dr. Kveldlin, we need you to accompany us down to the police station," the older officer said, unashamedly eyeing Q with blank dark eyes.
"Is there a problem?" Q asked, trying to remain calm even as his mind raced to identify anything he could have done wrong. And who might have been around to witness his error and report it? Telling on one's fellow man was no longer taboo like before, but actually encouraged by the government.
"You need to come with us now," the older officer repeated, stepping forward, his expression brooking no argument.
Q nodded and retrieved his hat from the rack he'd just hung it on.
"Of course, officer."
He stepped out of the office, keeping his eyes straight ahead and his hands in his pockets as he walked from the building, followed by the two police officers. On his way out, the eyes of his fellow workers watched him surreptitiously. Of course, they wanted to know what was going on, but without drawing attention to themselves, lest the police decided they too needed to be questioned. The policeman ushered him from the building past a seemingly perplexed gatekeeper and placed him in the back seat of a black DKW-2. The motorized vehicle took off just as soon as everyone was inside. Q was squeezed between two officers, the seating very tight and uncomfortable from his point of view, but then again, the police were rarely concerned with anyone's comfort. He looked straight ahead, seeing the people hurrying along the streets, turning their heads to avoid the passing police automobile. No one seemed to even notice the beautiful sunny autumn day. Their minds were focused on getting to their destination and minding their own business. Even in his current predicament, or maybe because of it, he thought it sad that most people didn't share so much as a passing smile or warm greeting to the people they encountered along the street.